Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, before we continue, I would like to introduce you to the 7-Day CRE Challenge, which will introduce you to commercial real estate and will show you that anyone can do this. Also, I have the free cheat sheet for commercial real estate with the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. You can download it free. Just click below or above, wherever it is, and get it. Let's continue. Hi guys, how are you? This is Ishai Breslauer, your host of the CRE Shark Eye Show. Today is Thursday. And as you guys know, Thursdays, I love to go a little bit more inspirational, call it whatever you want. So today, what I want to talk about is basically what we do for personal development, but in terms of books. I want to talk about personal development books mostly. Obviously, we know that we have videos. We know that we have YouTubes. We know that we have movies that can inspire us tremendously. But I want to dig down deep. And that's why I also like the casual shirt today. Less technical, more getting into that aspect. And it's very important to me because I always take that balance. And even in my core, in my 7-day challenge, the 7-day challenge that I have, one of my students asked me who went through the challenge, and he said it was great, all that stuff. But he said, one thing I want to ask you, why in the second day of the 7-day challenge, you went so fluff, inspiration, don't give up, and all that stuff, and you brought your stories and so on and so forth? Because in the first day, it's very technical, very number oriented. It comes to tell people why it's great to do commercial real estate and all that stuff. It's not teaching the actual stuff. It's for people who want to understand, get more idea of what is commercial real estate really. And that's an awesome thing for that. And the second day, I get more into the inspirational part. And I actually have that thing that I say, okay, let's get into my car. And then the video goes and moves into my car. I record it actually in my car to have it more personal, to have it more a one-on-one type of a thing, like a pep talk type of a thing. And I went and did that. And I spoke to the soul and I said that you will have bumps along the way and it's not easy, but you have to believe in yourself and all those things. And this guy asked me, why do you do that? It looks like BS a little bit. And I said, listen, whatever you got from it, you got from it. And if you think that this whole thing was great, great. But most people, myself included, when we want to learn about something, there are two aspects, two sides of things. And with that, we're going to speak today. You got the inspirational part, the personal development part, the emotional intelligence part, where we get better. How can I get better? What it takes to get better? How can I push myself every single day and be better in every aspect? That part. And then you have the skill part. How can I get better skills? How can I get better skills? Both are important. If you do only the inspirational part, you're not moving anywhere. You get a lot of inspiration. You get a lot of personal development. You get to know how to control to have emotional intelligence, all those very important things. But then when it comes to skills, you don't have any skills. You're not moving anywhere. But if you go only for the skills part, it's great. You have better skills. But eventually, because it takes so long to get your skills up and to get yourself better when you talk about skills and to push yourself to read more, to do more, to watch more, to take more courses and all these things. If you don't have it, that fire in you that keeps you going, you're going to give up. That's what I told him. And he said, you know what? You're right. You're right. Because when you have too much data coming in, too much technical stuff, you tend to tell yourself, listen, that's how we talk to ourselves. This is a bit much. Let's take a break. And then it becomes one of those books that sit on the shelf and you never get to. We don't want to be those people. We want to be that person that actually gets it done, read, read, read. Become a reader. That's what Jim Rohn said, right? Become, you have to become a reader. So about those two aspects, I just want to give you an idea. Watching movies, for example, is great, but most movies are very inspiring and more on the personal development side. For example, if you watch the movie Joy, I love that movie, okay? It gives you an inspiration of how to push through and all that stuff, but the technical, it's not going to teach you. What's technical stuff? What's skills? For example, you want to be a stock guy. You want to be a day trader. You want to be a day trader? Awesome. Excellent. You have to learn the technical method of how to look at those red and the greens and the graphs coming up and down, what they mean, and the robots that do the job, what that means. You have to understand all that. You have to go through courses. You have to read a lot of books. You have to understand that before you enter. But once you take action, you'll go back to those books and you'll see if you're doing well. And you take another course and another reading and another course and you continue to take action. That education does not stop. You get your skills better until you die. Until we die, we get better and better with skills and also with personal development. But the skills have their own respect. But you can't keep your enthusiasm around that if you do only that. At a certain point, you get tired. At a certain point, you can't do it anymore. At a certain point, it exhausts you. And you say, you know what? I take a break, and you may not ever go back. And that's why you have that personal development part, which tells you don't give up. Keep pushing yourself. Keep controlling that thing that you have between your ears and make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself, for your family, for your business, for your friends, for everybody, but mostly for yourself. It starts with you. And that's why it's important to have both sides. What I want to do today, I want to give you an example, a live example of the two types, and I'm going to use books for that aspect. So when you get to start reading, you have, first of all, you have that book that you don't really realize that is going to change your life. And once you read it, it changes your life. I'm not talking about that one. In my case, it was Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Opened my eyes at the time. It's an amazing, amazing book for beginners who want to learn about investing and about passive income and about get the money to work for you. Some people don't know about that aspect. And all of a sudden, it's an eye opener. But once the eyes are open, you want to know what's the next step. In my case, the next step was Think and Grow Rich. I don't have Rich Dad, Poor Dad to show you here. And Think and Grow Rich, I'm going to show it to you in a second, was a book that once I knew that I want to move up, it actually set the tone in order for me to move. I'm going to give you a lot of examples today. But you have that side of personal development. And let's talk about those books like Think and Grow Rich and then move to those technical books. Let's do that, okay? So Think and Grow Rich was unbelievable inspiration because it taught me the steps. It's a very organized book that teaches you how to succeed and what it takes to succeed. It's the story, of course, of Napoleon Hill, you know, going to Andrew Carnegie, who was the mogul of that time, of those early 1900s, late 1800s, and told him, if you want to study success, I'm going to make the connections for you and you're going to have to really study it. And that's what Napoleon Hill did. And this book is actually that living proof and living, blueprint in order to do that. So that was the first book. But to give you an example of other books that are at that type, for example, this is a book I haven't written. I didn't read yet. Outwitting the Devil. I just bought it from Napoleon Hill. It's a whole story of they found scripts of Napoleon Hill and took it out. I don't know from who, but the organization, the foundation. I have no idea where, but I bought it. That's a personal development thing. I'm going to read it. And I'm dying to see what it's going to do to me and how it's going to help me. This is a book. I don't even have the cover. Look at this. This is another book of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie was a big personal development guy in the 1930s, I think it was. And this is How to Develop Self-Confidence and Influence People by Public Speaking by Dale Carnegie. This is like the holy grail of it. You know, public speaking, I read another book of Dale Carnegie that is related to public speaking. And this was one of those, it says, selected and condensed by Dorothy Carnegie from Public Speaking and Influencing Men in Business by Dale Carnegie, which I read also. I have it somewhere also. And those books get you to be better, higher. And I have tons of more of those. And I read also Hebrew. So I read Hebrew also. So it's like I have those and I take those into the heart. And aside reading those, I also obviously watch movies. A movie, for example, like The Man Who Built America is like a thing. I have it. And I watch it occasionally. It's like an amazing thing. Or those movies about like Joy, for example. I watch it all over and over again. But again, going back to books of that sort, I put it in that category of personal development, and that is that category, okay? So now let's move to the other category. Oh, by the way, another book of that, meaning which is an amazing example. Let me see. Yeah, it's Brian Tracy again. Brian Tracy. Speak to Win. Early on in my life, I was very shy. I was very shy. I used to be singing, and it took me time even to go out and sing. But speaking in public was just like out of the question. And through the books of Dale Carnegie, and today there's a course and all kinds of things that you can take, I learned how to do that. And if you follow me rapidly, you can listen to my episode of How to Build Confidence. Listen to the story of how someone threw me into the pool that I will actually have to go into public speaking and to actually do it myself. So that's a huge, huge, huge thing. Public speaking is one of the most important things. And I can tell you that Warren Buffett himself says that this course of Dale Carnegie, the Dale Carnegie speaking, public speaking course changed his life in many ways. If you want to be able to stand on your feet and talk to people, very important. Okay. So that's another thing. So again, personal development on getting yourself better, making yourself better, changing yourself first before you think of changing others. Highly important personal development. Now let's move to the other thing. Now you need skills. Now you need to be better at what you do. So if you're a stock guy, you have to read books about stocks. If you want to be a day trader, so you have to go into this technical method and to read all those graphs and blues and greens and reds and all these things to understand how they correlate and how it goes up and down and what it means and the robots that do it, all that stuff. You have to really learn it. If you want to be a marketer, going to marketing, everybody needs to know marketing, by the way, but if that's what you want to do, you have to be day and night learning marketing. Reading books on marketing. I even read books about marketing, but and it's not my primary thing, but every business guy, everyone who is in business in one way or another must know what marketing is. Sales, you have to know sales. You have to inspire yourself in sales. So I would call it the in-between books, the books that give you skills, but are also inspiring, okay? They inspire you and they give you skills. Like, for example, Grant Cardone book, If You're Not First, You're Last. That's a tremendous book of sales. If you want to get into sales or you are in business and you want to get your sales skills up, read it and read other books about sales. By the way, many of the books that I saw value in them, they're books that I didn't see value in them. So I read them, sometimes didn't finish them, and that's it. And they gave me what they gave me, and that's it. But the books that did give me value, I read millions of times. I didn't read it once. I read it 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10 times. Sometimes I listened to the audio and I said, it's fantastic. I read it. And then I listened to the audio again. And then I read it. Some books I felt that they gave me a great value, but I didn't feel the need of listening to it again. But they had such specific information that when I got to the point that I needed to do something with that information, that book was like sort of a campus. I said, okay, where's that book? Spoke about a certain thing and I opened that page. Oh, here it is. And so on. So that's another way to do it. But those are called intermediary book. I'm going to now give you a few examples of books that are building skills. But since I'm a commercial real estate guy, so I'm going to give you those books who gave me, and I read those books very, I would say, a long, long time ago. Okay. I'll show you also what I read today, which is what I try to develop my own skills nowadays, but I'm going to show you what I did in the beginning also. So for example, I'm going to give you a live example. So for example, I was really, I felt that I need to know more numbers in commercial real estate, in real estate. I felt that I need to get into the numbers, know more numbers. So obviously I went through Excels and I got advice and I took little courses and stuff like that. Okay. But I wanted to understand the method of financing in commercial real estate. I'm not an analyst, no desire to become one. But when I was a CEO and I was working with analysts and or I worked with other analysts, brokers, et cetera, it doesn't matter who, you need to know your numbers. You need to know how to deal with numbers. So this book, for example, was a great, I would say, opener, eye-opener, educator to see how things work, okay? Finance for commercial, for real estate development, okay? Which is a lot more complex. There's also financing for example, for a cash flowing deal. It's different, but, and I read also that, but I'm saying, I can't even remember which book I read in order to do that, okay? But I'm saying that's one example. I'll give you another example. Retail is a field that excites me. I did not end up getting into retail. I touched it, had a part in it, got to know it, studied it, got involved in it also, but never got fully like deeply involved in it. Okay. Like with 2, 3, 4 deals. I didn't get into that. It wasn't one deal I was involved in, but here it is. The principles, it's called Principles of Urban Retail Planning and Development. And this is a tremendous book. It taught me tons about retail, the history of it, how it works, how decisions were made in order to develop those malls in the 80s. And then why they, and it's also actually answered me why when Amazon came up, they became dead, most of them, right? And there you need a different tenant mix, etc. So that's what only, that was only one of the books, one of the things that I learned, and it got me so much information. This is one of the Brian Hennessy. I love Brian Hennessy. And this is the Due Diligence Handbook of Commercial Real Estate. Tremendous book. Highly recommended. Okay. And this book taught me tons and helped me in practical life. And so many times I went to it when I was in the beginning involved in acquisitions and all that stuff. And kudos to Brian, really. It's an amazing thing. So thank you, Mr. Hennessy, for your help on that one. And then, you know, when it got to the point that I wanted to know more construction, I have no desire of becoming a contractor, but I wanted to be a developer or to be involved in development early on. So I said to myself, what's the best way to do it? And one of the books I read was I went into the NYU Shaq curriculum. I looked for it and I think I bought it from Amazon. I don't remember where from, but it's a book of Gerald D. Oberlander. I don't know who it is, but I think he's an engineer of some sort. And maybe civic engineer, I can't remember. But anyways, this is a book. It's called Project Management for Engineering and Construction. And it shows you the flows and everything that is in it. This is a highly technical book. It's like, so these books, for example, these are tough books to read. These are books that may be a little bit more boring. And sometimes it's heavy and tough and you feel like one piece of information doesn't help you and you just skip, but it gives you tons of skills. You have the skills. And then you talk to a project management guy, a construction management guy. You go to a construction management guy and you start talking to him. It's a contractor. All of a sudden you see that you can actually talk the talk and you understand what they talk about. That's so important. Okay. I'll give you an example now. The book that I'm reading now, and then I just want to give it sort of a wrap and give you an idea of what is important with all that. What is important with all that? How do you deal with all that? And how do you actually get yourself better? But this is the book that I'm actually involved in for a while right now. I took a pause. It was too heavy, but this is a world of resorts from development to management. I read it until COVID. Okay, until COVID. When COVID hit, I felt like this field of hotels got hit so badly. I just wanted to keep my positivity. I read other books, but I went back to it and reading it now. So I read that book. But I want to give you another example. Where's that book? I brought it here. Where's that book? It's like the book I'm reading currently. And that is Ray Dalio's, I can't see it. It's somewhere. I have a pile of stuff that I brought. Principles of Ray Dalio, which brings his biography, his personal life story. And he says in the beginning, don't have to read all my life story. You can skip to the principles. It's life principles and work principles. Priceless, priceless. I read it now. I'm in the middle of it. It's so much great advice and so much good stuff that I'm going to keep that book. This book is going to be one of my, you know, go-to books when I'm confused and I got to the point that I don't know what to do now. That's a great book. Okay. So I showed you both sides. I showed you those books completely personal development, totally, that are only be better, get better, and inspire you and guide you of how to get better emotional intelligence, better motivation, or better strategy, how to increase better skills or you know, to get you pushed towards it. And then you have those intermediary books that talk about sales and get you inspired also, but are also technical in a way. And then you have those books which are so important, are boring, but they give you details. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's how it's done. Okay, that kind of a thing. But you need to increase your skills. Yeah, I got to do that. So obviously it's not, like I said, it's not only books, it's courses. Courses are great, by the way, because sometimes I go through a course and the course gives me more than a book because I have no patience of reading that book. Point blank. And that person that I learn from is so interesting. I enjoy it. It's great. It gives me so much inspiration. It's awesome. So it's a great medium. Videos, movies, inspiration, et cetera, et cetera. Movies are not so good in teaching the skills, the technicals. It's great to give you ideas, inspiration, or push you towards, again, the personal development aspect of it, meaning is great. And then again, if you need skills, then you have to have skills. You can't run away from going to those books that are more technical and a lot more boring, okay? A lot more boring. And you have to actually get into it and teach yourself what you want to do. Again, I'm a commercial real estate guy. That's what I taught myself. If it's a real estate, you want to flip homes, that's why you're going to read. You're going to choose the best one to do it. If you want to do only multifamily, that's why you're going to read. You're going to go into and dwell and do it. If you want to do other things in life, if you want to become an Amazon store, meaning expert, you're going to have to go and learn how to do it and get some books that are technical about it. With technology, it's a little bit more tricky because you have to find the last and most updated. So that's the key with it. With real estate, it's less crucial. Sometimes an old book, outdated maybe a little bit, but with great advice and information of how to deal with negotiations and different type of things like that, of how to find a deal, many of the rules, not all of them, but many of the rules still apply. And many of them are updated with newer formats, additions that can help you with the current thing. So anyways, making myself clear, as we call it, making the story short, you have to have those three things: inspirational books, personal development, intermediary books with some skills and inspiration, and very technical books. Many times, one advice I want to give you, I will combine two books at once. Why? Because I know I need to do the skills, but it's too heavy. It's tough. So I have those two books with me. I hate to say it, but the bathroom is the best place to do it. Why? You can't go anywhere and you'll be surprised if you don't sit there too much. It's not healthy. It's not good. But I'm saying it's a great, you have to find your great times and great ways to actually move things aside and focus on your personal development and your skills. So sometimes I'll be in this mood that I need to know more. Skills will be the thing. I'll go through the book, go through the book. Sometimes I'll do the fast reading. I'm not great at that. And sometimes fast reading won't work. If it's too technical and I have to go through it, then I'll read one page at a time, or three words at a time. The one thing is, the key here is not get frustrated. Don't get frustrated. Read whatever you can read and then stop. You can't read anymore, stop. Put a thing on it, get to the next thing. It's better to do a little bit every day than wait till that one day that you feel like doing all of it. It's not going to happen. A little bit every day wins. A little bit every day wins, okay? That's the key. And if you're not feeling like going through the notions, like and reading about skills and reading a technical book, like, for example, The Construction Management that I just showed you, which is really technical and tough and boring, and then you don't read that. Then you have the other book. Then you have that inspirational book that will give you the feel, that will give you the push, because that book will get you back to that skill book, okay? So that's my tip for today. So you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys are going to implement it. As we said, Thursdays, and again, going back to the casual shirt, today's Thursday. We're going for the weekend. We have to know how to go to the weekend. I'll make a show only about that. We have to go to the weekend and fill our soul, fill our hearts in a way that we know we want to go back and be technical again, going back to that balance between inspirational, personal development, and skills. We're going to go back to be technical again and focus on success and how we actually move forward with real action on Monday. That's why I have the show on Monday and on Thursday. And I'm going to see you guys on Monday. Have a beautiful weekend. Take care of yourselves. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.